It's a stuffy summer's day at the Elkhart Municipal Airport. The only shade available is under the wing of a massive Boeing B-17 that's just landed on the tarmac.
You know, it's made at a different time when there weren't all these engineering compromises to try to shave every little ounce out of the airplane. So the airplane's built like a tank.
That's John Shuttleworth, a volunteer pilot with the Liberty Foundation in Oklahoma. He says the mission of the foundation is to keep historic planes in the air.
Because when they go into museums and they stop flying and they don't make the noise and they don't rumble and people can't see them fly, we really do lose a piece of our history.
But keeping these planes in the air isn't cheap. Shuttleworth says it costs up to $5,000 an hour to keep a B-17 flying. To create revenue, they offer rides to the public. Rides on this particular aircraft, named the Madras Maiden, after Madras, Oregon, where it's kept, run close to $500 per person. For some, that's a small price to pay for a first-hand look at history.
Alrighty. Should I sit anywhere?
Sit anywhere. It's open seating. It's like Southwest.
Okay.
The B-17, known as the Flying Fortress, was popular during World War II because of its defense systems, including machine guns on the nose and sides. B-17s carried massive payloads as well, mostly bombs, deep into enemy territory. The Madras Maiden wasn't used to run wartime missions, but it served many roles, from being used for radar mapping to spraying fire ants for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, so should you need a bag, right? You're not feeling good, no problem. But it is the plastic bag inside, not this little one, all right?
A few residents showed up at the airport to get a look at the airplane and to snap photos. David Slack and his 15-year-old Brady from White Pigeon, Michigan, were at work when they heard a distinct airplane engine. Brady says they dropped everything at once and ran to the airport.
Sounds special for me because it's my first B-17 that I've seen.
Brady's dad, David, says they've seen the B-17 at the Air Force Museum in Ohio, but it's been a while since he's seen one fly. David says he likes these planes because they feel personal.
This was blood and sweat and tears. I mean, it took 10 men to fly this plane and do all the assignments that they had. So if one of them gets shot down, that's 10 people that are gone.
He says whenever he sees one, he can't help but think of all the risks and sacrifices the men who flew the planes had to take.
Aft hatch is secure.
Shuttleworth says there's only a few flying fortresses in any condition to fly, let alone tour. The Madras Maiden will fly until the second week of November, visiting different cities around the country. The Liberty Foundation will be offering both public flights and ground tours of the historic plane this Saturday and Sunday at the Elkhart Airport. For more information regarding times and cost, please visit libertyfoundation.org. For WVPE News, I'm Barb Anguiano.